sex and happiness.
Both enrich our lives, change our lives in ways that make life worth living. Yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Want you to make me feel like I'm the only girl in the world. Like I'm the only one that you'll ever love. Host Lori Handlers helps you to explore, learn about, and most importantly, have great sex. And in the process, she helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness.
Sex and happiness.
You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you've tuned in to Sex and Happiness, a show about sex and happiness. And hopefully you're getting sexier and happier every time you hear this show. That would be my wish for you. I'm certainly getting sexier and happier every time I do this show, so what can I say? It goes hand in hand, though. It really, really goes hand in hand. Today, I have a very interesting guest for you. I have never interviewed somebody, I think, with these kind of credentials, although close, but not like her. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about her, and then I'm going to bring her onto the show, and we're going to take it from there. So my guest today owns an adult community website called ClimaxConnection.com, and she has been in adult entertainment for 6 years. She's been an adult phone sex operator, and she's a writer for several adult websites. She writes on a weekly basis, and her erotic recordings are also well known to millions of fans that she has online. So I'd like to welcome to the show Sharon. Hi, Sharon.
Hello there. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you. And really, I don't think I've ever interviewed anybody before who did adult sex phone talk, and certainly I've interviewed some people who do erotic short stories and stuff, but you are definitely unique in that you own your own website. So Sharon, how did you get into this business? How did you find your way to this?
Well, unfortunately, like many women that are in adult entertainment, financial desperation seems to be the path that we end up there, but it also turned out to be a very good path, and I realized I was right where I needed to be. And shortly after I became an operator, I realized how much phone sex was personally, because business calls and personal for free calls are very different. And I realized to look for free partners on my own time to actually mutually masturbate with, I was going into chat rooms. And I was not really happy with these chat rooms. I found that most of these adult sites that had these chat rooms were very glitchy. They were poorly done. The owners were not really concerned about what was going on the sites. They were poorly maintained and moderated. And I thought there has to be a site that's well done. And I came to the conclusion that nobody else was going to do it, so I was going to take this for my own task and do it. And I thought, you know, I want a site that's welcoming, especially to women, because, I mean, obviously, if you have the women, the guys will follow. So I wanted a chat room that was not glitchy, that worked well, that had an owner that's online every day, that cares, that helps the members, that had rules that were enforced to keep it enjoyable for everyone. No other phone sex operators, cam girls, escorts, dominatrixes. Lots of times women like that flock to sites like that to try and get clients. But a site like mine is not meant for people to be bothered as potential clients. It's there for people to connect and have a real, true personal connection with and have fun. And I wanted a site that was well done, that had full profile pages. Members can contribute their own erotic short stories that they write, erotic audios of their sex sounds. There's forums where you can talk about fun topics with other members. I wanted it well done, and I just was not finding that online on other sites. It's like, well, this site has a good feature, that site has a good feature, but I couldn't find one that had them all together. And I thought, I've got to do this, and now I have this beautiful site, and I have to get it well known about.
So when did you start the site exactly? How long has it been in business?
It has been up in beta for, it was in beta for 18 months, and it went live last December. It had a long beta. As things are being still done, the site was still being worked on. It was operational but not complete. And then last December, it went live, and we've been live since then. But it has been up since August of 2012 in some capacity.
Let me ask you some questions about it, because I have actually had, I had two guys on a long time ago who had a site called Bait World, and that was for men only.
Oh, I know that site, yeah.
Yeah, it was for gay men and straight men and bi curious men and gay curious men to go on and have places to chat and also mutually masturbate with other men in the same chat room.
Yeah.
So I have had that, but I got that and I didn't know anything about that, and so I really don't know anything about what you're saying. So you have, let's just talk about your membership and why somebody would come to a site like yours. So about how many members do you have? Is it a for fee join
the site? No, there is a paid level, but almost nobody has the paid level. The only thing that the paid level gives you is a few extra features. Like 99.9% of the members are free level members. The only
And do you have video capacity or
there
simply?
There is, yes. The chat room, most people only use the text chat, but there is free video and audio in the chat if you choose to turn it on. Because not everybody's comfortable giving somebody their Skype or their Yahoo, and they don't maybe want to be bothered with creating an alternate ID. It's too much trouble. So you know what? You can just come in the chat room, and if you want to cam or just chat with somebody, talk with them, you can just do it right there. You don't have to go to Yahoo or Skype.
So this is, I guess in my mind, what I'm picturing is that this is the answer to safe sex.
It is safe, yes. It is safe. It's free. People can read the naughty stories. If they're not there to hook up with somebody to have phone sex or cam sex or, you know, cyber sex with somebody, if they're just looking to get off alone, they can read the naughty stories that the members have contributed. They can listen to the audios that members have contributed of themselves masturbating or having sex with their partner, the naughty sex sounds. A lot of people really love the audios. So people can go there to have fun by themselves or to look for somebody to have fun with.
So I'm just fascinated, in 6 years, so 6 years ago you were out of money and you needed to raise money, and so like what, I mean, you didn't really say a lot about your first steps, like how did you decide what you were going to do? I mean, did you have someone you talked to about it, or you just said, I'm going to do this?
Well, it's kind of an interesting story. I had never worked before. I had only ever looked after my grandmother from the time I finished high school. And unfortunately, after she passed away, my sole source of support was gone. I had never worked a day in my life. I had never gone to college. I had only looked after her. And it was actually my mom's boyfriend that said that he had seen a documentary on TV about phone sex operators and that they could do this from their house. You didn't really need to be a skilled worker, which I was not, and that I should check it out online. So within 2 days of looking online, I found my first company. And I've been one ever since. You know, a few months later, I joined another company. One thing a lot of people don't understand about operators is most of us are taking calls from several different sites, not just one. Of course, there's some women that are only with one place, but most women are with a handful of different places. And a lot of them have their own toll-free numbers as well, as do I. So we get calls from many different companies plus our own toll-free line. And this is what I've done. And, you know, talk about jumping into the deep end of the pool without learning how to swim. I just, you know, I told myself, you don't want to end up at McDonald's or Walmart. You have to try this. You have to try this and see if you can make a go of it. And I did. I absolutely did.
Well, this is an amazing story. And the boyfriend, it's the boyfriend of your mother who told you to do this?
He recommended this from a documentary he'd seen, yeah.
How did your mother feel about it? Did he tell her?
We're very liberal. We're very, very liberal here. You know, I told him he was crazy when he came up with this idea. I said, oh, you're nuts. This is crazy. And he said, well, what have you got to lose? And I thought, you know what? I really don't. I have nothing. I have no skills. I have never worked. What am I going to do? It was a very bad time. And so I literally typed into Google phone sex companies to see what would pop up. I had only even had a computer for about 8 months at this point. I'd never had one my whole life. And I started hunting. And within 2 days, I started emailing companies that I found. Are you looking for girls? If so, what is your pay? And one of them replied back to me. And they said it was okay that I didn't have any experience. They were willing to take me. And I was with that company for 4 years until they closed 2 years ago. And I was at several other companies, you know, that I kept adding on and adding on, different places I was taking calls from. I got my own line a few years ago, and this is what I've been doing ever since. And I started
writing.
It's
amazing. It really is an amazing story. Did the first company train you?
No, it was absolutely no training at all. There's not really a lot of companies that do. You're sort of, you know, just told, well, here's your login. Come on and be available for calls, and you just sort of wing it.
How many hours a day did you have to be available for calls?
Well, personally, I'm available around the clock. There are some companies that require schedules. I couldn't be with a place like that. Some places will just say, well, you have to be available 30 to 40 hours a week. Honestly, I don't see how you could make a living if you're that. Even though I'm available 24 hours a day, there can be hours go by without calls. So, yes, it wakens me up. Yes, it interrupts me when I'm in the shower and I do calls soaking wet with the phone on the side of the sink. I've burned many meals, but I stay available around the clock because that's the way to make a living.
Amazing. Well, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'm actually going to ask you about that because there might be some of my listeners who want to make a living like that. And I have some other questions to ask you about, certainly about your site, some more questions about your site and personal too, because your story is amazing. So, if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers, and I'm your host. And today I'm talking to Sharon, who started from very unskilled place of like taking care of a family member to making a career for herself in adult sex phone talk. And then now she has a website that has everything. And we're going to find out more about the everything and how you can visit it if you'd like to, and what you might be looking for if you go there. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
My question for people right now is, if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much-needed option for women. Zestra is safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets. Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light. And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes. And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush. And that can last up to about 45 minutes. The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show.
Do you long for deep intimacy and connection? Or are you possibly feeling stuck and unsure about how to break free? Maybe there's a lack of power and deep connection in your life. whatever might be happening with you, I want to tell you how excited I am about the ISTA Level 1 SSSEX training. That's Shamanic Spiritual Sexual Training. That's about to happen in Western Massachusetts, November 17th to the 21st. This is a 7-day experiential residential retreat. Thousands of people in 5 continents have benefited from this training over the past 9 years, and I'm thinking you could be the next one to receive the benefits. During this powerful immersion into shamanic realms, you'll awaken your ability to live and love authentically. In this retreat, you'll explore masculine and feminine energies through shamanic ritual, guided visualization, dance, and breathwork inside of an amazing community. Your reactive patterns will be uncovered and transformed into conscious ways of being, and your heart will finally be free to remain open. Your consciousness will remain present to all there is. You'll awaken into a deep knowing of the self as whole and complete, and you'll be empowered to live life with joy, peace, and pleasure. Why not join me and 2 other highly skilled International School of Temple Arts faculty members, Ohad Ezri and Dawn Sheri?
We'd love to have you join us, so
please make your reservation now simply by going to Facebook and typing in ISTA, I-S-T-A, U-S-A, hyphen Mass, from Massachusetts, Level 1 Training. And you'll read more and see more about this amazing spiritual, sexual, shamanic retreat.
We're back with Sex and Happiness, and once again, today I'm interviewing Sharon, and Sharon has been 6 years in the adult entertainment industry. She's had a website called climaxconnection.com, which has been in beta mode since 2012, I think she said August, and you can go there to climaxconnection.com and see what she has to offer. And in a moment, we're going to find out why you would even go there if you're someone who's never gone to an adult site like this. Before we go there, Sharon, I want to ask you another couple of questions. Uh-huh. So when you log on, you don't log on by phone, you log on by computer?
It depends on the company. Most companies you do log on by computer. The one I started with was just a phone login. They didn't have a website.
Okay, I got it. And so I guess you broke yourself in by listening to what your customers were asking for.
I did. It took about 3 weeks to get comfortable, and I remember one of the very first men that called me. He called me again about 3 weeks later, and he said, you've improved, because I was so honest. He was literally my first call, and I was so green. I said, you know what? You're the first one that's called. Most guys would probably hang up if you said that, but this guy stuck with me, and he called back a few weeks later and he said, oh, you've really improved. So you do get the hang of it, you know, you really do.
And so is it true, though, that you follow their lead? I mean, when someone calls you,
they tell
you what they want, or
yes,
do you just start in?
No, you have to say, well, what's your favorite thing to do sexually? You know, what kind of a call are you looking for?
Okay.
You have to go by what they want.
Yeah, and then you get into it.
Mm-hmm.
So have you taken pleasure yourself from this, aside from making a living? Do you find it pleasurable also? And what happens if you have a partner? You know, how does it, you know, like that?
Well, I haven't had a boyfriend since I started this, so that hasn't been a concern. But if it was a concern with somebody, I'd say they weren't right for me anyway, because this is my career and that's what I'm going to be doing. But a few months after I started it as a business, I decided to try it personally, and that's when I started going into these chat rooms. And I started to realize these chat rooms really aren't that well made. There needs to be somebody do it right. But, yeah,
So give me the distinction. If you had, obviously you have the distinction between doing it right and not doing it right. So any old chat room, somebody goes in, what's wrong with it?
Well, a lot of them are very glitchy. They'll boot the people out. The chat will be down sometimes for days at a time, months at a time even. Chat programs are very sensitive software. I now understand, since I have it myself. lots of times the slightest little thing, if there's a glitch, a hiccup at the web host, the darn chat will go down. It's just very sensitive software. So that's why it's so problematic. But other sites don't seem to be that concerned about maintaining it properly or calling the web host as soon as there's a problem to see if the server needs to be rebooted, all this technical stuff.
So what you're saying is on yours, you've set it up right so that people don't get booted from the chat.
Well, I do my best.
And how many people can be in a chat room at the same time?
Well, I bought the unlimited chat, so technically there could be thousands of people in there without a problem. But we certainly are not that busy. Usually there's only maybe a dozen or two at this point. There has been as many as 100, but it varies. I'm really trying to get the word out. That's what we need, is people to go in and chat. And not everybody that goes into the chat is necessarily looking for a masturbation partner. Some people just like to go in after work and unwind and have some adult conversation. Everything in the main chat room, there's not too racy talk. I mean, it's just adult, fun, flirty conversation. People go into the private chat rooms, you know. If you click on somebody's username, that will pop up a separate little window. So it's like a one-on-one chat. That's where most of the naughty chat goes on, is the one-to-one. But in the main room where everybody's chatting together, it doesn't get too blue. But yeah, the site has been live since December, and I'm just trying my best to get the word out about it. But phone sex is a wonderful hobby. It so spices up your masturbation. I mean, if you do it alone, it's like black and white. If you do it with somebody, it's like Technicolor. It's that dramatic a difference. I'm not really into cyber or the sexting or webcam, but phone audio is what gets me going. And, you know, for some people it's the cam, for some people it's the cyber. But it is so much better to masturbate with somebody than alone. It just is a much more pleasurable experience.
Amazing. I know someone who does live webcam modeling, and she has been my guest before on the show. And she says she makes a whole bunch more than she made as a top realtor. So I imagine that there's plenty of money to be made. If you're doing the adult film and you're really making a living, like you say, you're available 24 hours a day, like how much can a person make?
Well, most women are making under $20,000 a year. It's not something that most people are going to be raking in the big bucks. People think, oh, wow, they charge $2 a minute. Well, if you're with a company that charges $2 a minute, you could very well only be making 25 to 50 cents of that. The company takes the lion's share.
Sure,
if you have your own line, then the cut goes up. But most companies take minimum 30%. Most of them take between 30% to 80%. So people see these numbers per minute and they think, oh, these women are raking in tons of money. They're not taking into account the cut that the company is taking.
Sure.
And
so does your
between calls.
So does your Climax Connection site also have the capacity to have phone operators, live phone operators?
Oh, no, I don't have anything like that on the site. This site is for free mutual masturbation. If somebody is trying to hit up a member as a phone sex operator or a webcam girl or an escort, they are banned on first report.
Got it. Okay, so it's really just for the general public who's interested in this.
Yes.
Well, this is really, I mean, I can see it as a good, clean, in quotes, way to have safe sex.
It is.
Especially for somebody who doesn't have a partner or partners and somebody who wants to get off, so to speak, more than alone or more than, you know, finding a stranger. It's definitely a safe way to do it.
And lots of people that are members either have wives or husbands or girlfriends or boyfriends, but their sex drive is not compatible. How many guys are on there that say, oh, well, my wife will only have sex a couple times a year? So, you know, of course they're going to look for online fun. That's all they're going to get pretty much.
Yeah, rather than cheating or having an affair.
Mm-hmm. It's safer. It's cheaper. It's cheaper than going to an escort. So, yeah.
Really amazing. So what prevents you from starting your own phone line, too?
Well, I am actually creating my own website in the next few months that I will have girls taking calls on. I have my own toll-free line, erotictalkphonesex.com. That's my own phone line. I'm the only one that they would get if they go to that website and call. But mm-hmm. I am actually in the creation of making a site that I will have a handful of girls. But that's totally separate than Climax Connection. I have several businesses in the adult realm. I have my writing site that I do, that people contact me. I've got my mm-hmm. erotic recordings. There's several different websites that I have that I offer different services on, but everything I do is in adult. But yeah, they're all separate from each other.
I see. Well, you're quite entrepreneurial. Congratulations for someone who didn't get an education and who had no skills. You're doing really well. I really congratulate you.
Well, thank you. We'll try.
It's refreshing to hear that you took the adult industry in a safe way to make your living, as opposed to exposing yourself to diseases or
yeah.
possible violence or what have you. You just simply did the phone thing and made it work for you.
I keep telling myself I don't want to end up in McDonald's or Walmart. That is my, you know, mantra, that I do not want to end up there, that I have to make this work no matter what. So that's why I'm really a workaholic. That's honestly the best word to describe it. I have not taken one day off in 6 years, not even Christmas. I am available for calls all the time, literally around the clock. And people
and
say, oh,
does that
burn you out? Well, it's not that it makes me happy, but it just makes me feel more secure that I'm as available. I could not possibly be more available. Unless I leave the house to go to the bank or the dentist or something,
right.
I'm available for calls. But it's
right.
not as grueling as it sounds. It can be hours between calls.
Sure,
literally
sure.
hours. So I have lots of free time. I mean, a good profitable day would be if I have had 2 to 3 hours of talk time. That's a profitable
mm-hmm.
day. So
mm-hmm. I got it.
Yeah, there's, you know, you get a 5-minute call here, a 7-minute call there, a 10-minute call there, but it's interspersed throughout the whole day.
Well, so it just sounds amazing how you've made it work. I want to talk about what you need. Like, obviously, I have a lot of listeners, and there are people who might want to come there and contribute something or get something. So in order for your site to thrive, aside from needing exposure, like you're on my mm-hmm. show right now, but you need authors and you need chatters as well.
Yes.
So
there's
people can submit. How could people submit a story to you?
Once they create a profile, which is not mm-hmm. difficult, people create profiles every day, you can
mm-hmm.
click on your profile page, submit a story, and, you know, read the rules to make sure everything is compliant. And then when a story is submitted, when I remember, usually every week or so, I will go and see who has submitted a story. I'll skim through it to make sure it's okay, and then I will set it live on the site. The same with the audios. Everything has to be approved before it goes live, so people aren't posting weird stuff without me knowing
mm-hmm.
about it.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, there's definitely people that love to read erotic stories. There's people out there that love to write them, and we need to share these works online so that people can enjoy them. And authors get a real following on some sites like these that have stories that people are like, oh, well, when's your next story coming out? Oh, I've got one in the works. So erotic stories are quite popular online. We want to give people a place to post their stories and audios for everybody to enjoy them.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And just for, like, people who prefer straight encounters, you have all sexual preferences on this?
Oh, yes, and I don't know whether it's because the color scheme is pink or because they know it's a woman owner, but we actually have a larger than you would expect population of bi and lesbian users. It's a very female-friendly site, which is great. We want to attract lots of women to the site because you bring the women, the guys will follow. So there's a lot of ladies that are in there. And the guys will say, oh, there's half the women or half the people in chat today are women, but they're all looking for other women. So bi and lesbian seem to really enjoy the site and have found a very comfortable, welcoming environment there. And we have some trans people as well. The site is for everybody. You can look on the members page, the search feature. You can search for people that are straight, that are gay, that are trans, lesbian, bisexual, anything you're looking for, you can find somebody that has similar interests.
Well, Sharon, what an accomplishment and what a contribution in a way that you never dreamed of. It's amazing. Really amazing. I congratulate you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing. Yeah, really, thank you for what you're doing. It's great. ClimaxConnection.com,
yes. Please, everybody, come check it out. If you're an author, contribute your stories. If you like making audios, if you're looking for fun chat rooms, we're the place.
Okay, well, thank you so much for being my guest today. And everybody, please stay tuned. I'll be back in a few minutes with another amazing guest for Sex and Happiness.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life, get the best from relationships, attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Lori Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Lori Handlers, only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
Hi, everybody. We're back, and this is Lori Handlers. And again, you're listening to Sex and Happiness, a show about sex and happiness. And hopefully, you're getting sexier and happier as we speak. This part of the show, I'm going to have a very exciting guest for you. And actually, she goes by the name Goddess. And she's a world-class Dakini writer and teacher based in Toronto. She has a private Tantra Tao practice, and her forte is Kundalini. We're going to find out what all that means. She says that Kundalini is the energy of science, spirit, and sex. And she's written a book called Kundalini Gateway, and it elegantly blends the physical and metaphysical in a modern guide. It provides a solid foundation of Kundalini understanding in a simple, accessible format for all. Kundalini is the energy of evolution and consciousness, and the ancients, of course, knew this well. So welcome to the show, Goddess.
Hello, Lori. It's great to be here. And hello and namaste to all your listeners.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So just in your introduction, there was a whole lot of terminology there that people may or may not be familiar with. So I want to just go back before we actually get into the meat of the subject. First of all, your bio says that you're a world-class Dakini. So in your own words, would you tell us what Dakini means?
Right, so Dakini comes from Eastern practice, and it basically means an enlightened muse or a sky dancer. So I identify very strongly with Dakini because I have had, much like the Buddha had, which is a spiritual awakening, which for me came in the form of Kundalini awakening.
Okay, so got it. All right, so now we're going to have to go to Kundalini as well. But you also said some other things, so we'll come back to Kundalini. You have a private Tantra/Tao practice.
Right.
So what exactly does that mean? My listeners are pretty familiar with what Tantra is. They may not know how to distinguish between a Tantra practice and a Tao practice.
Right. So Tantra is from India, where Tao is from China. So they are basically just different sides of it. Few different practices as well, but it would be the Chinese equivalent of unity, divinity in sexual practice.
Okay, that's great. So they complement each other, they're close to each other, but they just come from like fundamentally
different places. Yep.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, a lot of people are familiar with Tao practice because they've read Mantok Chia. They've read a lot
yes,
of Yes,
exactly. He's a master.
Okay, great. That he is. Okay, and then Kundalini, you say Kundalini is the energy of science, spirit, and sex. And literally, you had a Kundalini awakening. And so my understanding of Kundalini is that it's a snake or a serpent lying dormant at the sacrum of the body that begins to climb as Kundalini rises. And it's not really
right.
a snake in the body, but it's the way the energy is portrayed as lying,
right.
as coiled up. And then when it opens, it just starts to sweetly climb up the body and give people all kinds of body rushes or what they call in yoga, kriyas. And so if you're a Kundalini expert and you had a Kundalini awakening, just explain about that, because I know for some people that's pretty controversial.
Right. So I guess I'll just give you an overview of my experience.
Sure.
So back, in 2012, I was just driving my car one day, and I started to have these strange sensations overtake my body. And initially, I thought I was having a heart attack. Now, I'm young and healthy, so you can imagine my panic. And that was exacerbated because I was behind the wheel of my car driving. And I couldn't quite figure out what was going on. And, you know, everything was rushing through my head. Should I pull over? Should I call 911? Should I just drive to the nearest emerge? What should I do? And very quickly, that panic and that feeling of having a heart attack transformed. And it was as if everything inside of me could not be held within me. So in essence, my spirit was breaking through my physical body. And all I can recount is that the waves of my essence, my being, continued to ripple into the vast cosmos. And it was that feeling of oneness, samadhi, as it's known as in yoga, where you are the divine. And literally, in an instant, I was downloaded with information of how divine I am, how powerful I am, and that I am God and Goddess and everything. There was nothing I could not be, see, feel, become, do, or know. And I experienced the oneness. So it wasn't just me. I was a piece of everything. I was omnipotent. So that was, as you can imagine, a really profound event. And
yes.
That.
How long ago did this happen?
This was in 2012.
Wow.
And I ended up also having this bliss, this inexplainable, inexpressible, beautiful nirvana bliss that you read about in the mysteries, in these beautiful ecstasy writings from different mystics and sages. And it was a low-grade orgasm that accompanied this for 6 hours. So I was relishing this beauty within and outside of me for 6 hours. And it finally diminished. My body had just given in. I ended up falling asleep. And then I realized in the next morning, I know what I was having. It was Kundalini. I had a full Kundalini awakening. So some people have partial awakenings. Other people have full awakenings. And probably the most celebrated Kundalini expert was Gopi Krishna. And he passed in 1984, but he certainly wrote so extensively and so beautifully about Kundalini. So I have read much of his work, and really, I look to him as kind of the expert that ever was. Yeah.
Mm. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I mean, I can't see you, but you feel really happy to me. Like just your voice. I can tell that you're smiling as you speak to me. So I know that something major happened to you.
Yeah, and I have to tell you, even though I had what would be considered a nervous breakdown after that, I managed to get some counseling. I reached out to the spiritual community and had some Skype sessions with people and some very intense sessions to help me get through this, because your entire body becomes rewired. So my nervous system functions at a very different level. I vibrate at a very high level. I intuitively know things through my psychic sense. Mm-hmm. I developed strange things, like I'll blow out street lamps when I walk underneath them. So all these things are manifesting, and I have learned to adjust to them and adapt, essentially, so I can sustain this. But I am now functioning at a very high and very different level than I was in 2012. Yeah.
Now, I want to ask you about that, because were you actually studying sacred sexuality? Were you studying Tantra and the Tao before this Kundalini awakening? Is that what actually made this kind of, that the impetus for this happening to you?
Right. So in 2008, when the global financial crisis hit, I was out of a job. I was working as an executive assistant and writing, and I was out of a job. My long-term relationship was over, and I realized I needed to continue to pay my bills. So I ended up getting into escorting. It didn't last very long, and I was with a few agencies and eventually found my way to Tantra. So in 2012, in February, I started with that. And my practice was awakening Kundalini and others and teaching them about the sacred path of Tantra and Tao. And I was doing that basically on a daily basis. So I had known about that, was practicing it quite intensely. And believe me, this was not something that I was not looking for enlightenment. I was looking for enrichment. I really wanted that wisdom and the peace that comes with spiritual practice. So my sex life and my spiritual life intersected in a really interesting way. And following that, which I probably should mention, not even a year later, I ended up having an encounter with an extraterrestrial being. So that's a whole different story. I know we're here to talk about Kundalini today, but again, if someone would have told me that 5 years ago I would be doing this, I'd be traveling the world teaching Ananda, you know, pure absolute bliss, I would have laughed at them. Writing books about Kundalini, I would have laughed at them, because it wasn't even on my radar.
No, but that's what makes life so exciting. Like when you're open and you're looking for openness, anything can happen.
Yeah.
And often anything does. It sounds like you weren't prepared, and so what? You went with it. You could have labeled what you had a nervous breakdown and then been hospitalized and drugs for the rest of your life. And instead, you chose the higher path, which is to say, how am I going to use this? How do I want it to use me? And then what can I offer people through it? And, you know, there's a lot of people who would have gone that way.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So I feel very blessed that I had some guidance in this and made my way through, because after the experiences, the encounters with the extraterrestrial, that again sent me in a downward spiral. As you can probably imagine, I had another nervous breakdown. This one far more intense, because I was confronted with a physical being. It wasn't something just inside of me that had transformed me. It was physical in my face. So that took a lot of work again, a lot of self-development work, you know, and patience and love. And now I experience, as I said, a level that is beyond my imagining. Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, we're going to take a short break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the books, and we're going to talk about what you provide in terms of what your mission is and what your focus and your gifts are, and then how people can find the books, et cetera, find you. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host, And I'm speaking today with Goddess, who is a Toronto-based Dakini, and she says that her mission is sexual revolution evolution. So we're going to find out a little bit more about that when we come back. And you'll recognize that that is in, that's right in line with what we do on this show. So this is perfect. We'll be right back.
For weeks now, you've been hearing me talk about the Eroticos Film Festival and my film Beyond Dinner winning the award for the best short film. And you've been hearing me talk to all these guests that I met while I was there. And you haven't heard that much about the dinner, although in the show I did with Dr. Ava and Nancy Sutton Pierce, we did talk about what was in my film. I want to let you know that the film is about a ritual dinner that I invented called the Gate Dinner. Gate means beyond in Sanskrit. And it's a very sensual 8-course dinner that starts with the forbidden, starts with dessert, and leads its way back around to other foods. But all the foods in the dinner are very, very sensual, very beautifully prepared, and the presentation is amazing. And in this dinner, aside from everybody projecting themselves through a meditation that I do to their highest self, having had boundary exercises prior, the men rotate around the table and they feed various goddesses, all the goddesses that are around the table. And even if you come there with a partner, the partner lets go, doesn't take things so personally, lets the partner rotate around and have a sensual experience with each person that's participating. In this case, it would be men having a sensual experience with different women and then working their way back to their original partner. If this piques your curiosity and interest, I want to let you know that these dinners are now available to you wherever you are in the United States. And what you need is 20 people who would like to participate, and you can get in touch with me at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. That's sexandhappiness@gmail.com if you'd like to host a dinner like this in your part of the world. I would love to come to your and offer one of these dinners to you and your friends, and I know my chef would love to come too. Also, Antonio Tiggs, who you've heard on the show as well, would love to come and paint your servers. So your servers are all gold or all silver or what have you. So we have a little entourage that would like to come and make this such a memorable event for you. Please get in touch with me if you'd like to hear more about it and talk about the details. That's sexandhappiness@gmail.com.
We're back now with Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers, and I'm interviewing Goddess, who had a Kundalini awakening and had a meeting, a chance encounter with an extraterrestrial, and had what some people would call a nervous breakdown. And I'm not going to call it that, even though she did. I'm going to call it that she had a huge awakening, And it led her to who she is and what she's doing now, which is focusing on bliss and what she calls sexual revolution evolution. So, Goddess, tell us about that. What do you mean by sexual revolution, evolution, and how do you use your gift or your power that way?
Right. So I guess after these profound life experiences, I realized that my power is sex. And through that, I can help people to develop personally and in a way that they never imagined. You know, spirituality is a reflection of your sexuality, just like it is a reflection of your politics or a reflection of your financial state. It's all perception. So for me, I realized I wanted to share this bliss with as many people as I could, which is why I wrote the book. So sexual revolution evolution is a term I coined to help people really view this sex and sexuality as a paradigm shift. So things that you may have believed in the past, either by parents, your community, your religion, what have you, can be turned on its ear. So often we have, particularly in Western culture, a view that sex is something to be ashamed of, to feel guilty about. You know, you shouldn't enjoy an orgasm, you shouldn't enjoy masturbating. Where I am saying, if you look at sex as an acronym, as sacred energy exchange, and you learn to focus that energy, you will enhance your life on every single level to a degree that you have never imagined. So that's kind of what I'm in a nutshell.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, that's a great mission to have, and I couldn't agree with you more that all of it is really a crock that we learn, and then we have to unlearn all that stuff so that we can actually transform through pleasure in our lives. And so many people are not going to do that. But luckily, so many other people are going to do that. And
you're doing that as well. And I love the name of your show, Sex and Happiness. How great is that? So, yes, kudos to you.
Thank you. Yeah, my show is Sex and Happiness. My book is Sex and Happiness. And those, they happen to be the two most Googled words in the Google format, and so I combined them together, but I didn't know that when I made the title of my
book. Conceived of it, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that then. But also, yeah, and I've been teaching sacred sexuality since 1998. I get to be around people who transform all the time, too. Although I don't particularly do Dakini work, I work with groups of people, and you know what? I don't care how we get it done. It's really important to get it done and to give people back their bodies, because that really is their power and their vital life force. And most of the time that's being snubbed out by all the powers that be and by the god of public opinion, which has nothing to do with life. It only has to do with keeping people in check.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and that is a huge thing that I roll out with Kundalini. You know, we live in a physical world that is highly intoxicating, but it is an illusion. So my wish for everyone is a fast and full awakening. And how do we do that? Well, you and I do the groundwork, you know?
Yes.
This is grassroots. We do it person by person. Every time I sit down with someone to practice, I move ahead. So it's challenging, yes, but so rewarding.
Exactly. Well, the exchange of energy makes you get higher, makes you understand more, makes you see more. I mean, I just came back from facilitating a week-long workshop, and, you know, the participants are not the only people who got a paradigm shift. I had a huge paradigm shift and another yet powerful awakening. So it happened in the transmission of the knowledge. There's still somewhere to go for the person who's transmitting, plus the person who's getting the transmission, who's receiving.
Yeah, you got it. Exactly. Well put.
Definitely true. So let's talk a little bit more about it. Like, why would somebody look into Kundalini and, you know, and if they came to you, what are some of the kinds of things that you would do with them and like that? We'll talk about that a little, and then we'll talk about the book some more.
Sure. So the reason to pursue this Kundalini is we are all divine beings, and we are all powerful beings. We are God and Goddess. And I know people will say, blasphemy, that's crazy. That is not my concern. My concern is communicating this message, this experience that I have that validates this message. So people would engage in this like it is a noble path that we know from ancient civilizations is to awake to the true understanding of life, to that profound mystic beauty that we know is the universe. So it is a noble pursuit without question. And when people come to me, I typically meet them at their level. So I get everyone coming through my door, every type of vocation, you name it.
Okay.
So I start with them at their level. I can't bring them up to where I am. That doesn't work like that, unfortunately, because I am functioning at a very high level. So I come down to their level, meet them there, and I slowly take them up. So I increase their vibration by doing touch. So this energy that is flowing through the universe flows through me as a transmitter, just like you were talking about earlier. And mm-hmm. I circulate and focus that energy with attention and intention through their bodies. So some people will get very dramatic physical reactions. Some will burst out crying. Some will laugh hysterically. Some will get very cold. Some will get very hot. Some will shake and vibrate. I had a gentleman here whose his mouth, it felt like his teeth were going to fall out of his mouth. He was vibrating so quickly. And I had to reassure him, this is totally normal. Just stay with me. Keep breathing. So these are all physical manifestations of what is happening on the metaphysical plane, right? Once you delve into that spot, right? So, yeah, it is incredibly rewarding to hear and watch people transform in your presence.
Yes, I thoroughly agree. So, okay, good. So that's what you do with people. And how do they find you? I mean, do they find you by, like, Google? They just go on the Internet and they find you, or...
Yeah, I typically get a lot of Google searches. I also have a few placed ads where people can find me, and I have a full website. It's goddessofsensuality.com, and I've tried to put as much information as I can on there just so people have a real sense of who I am and what the work is about. I always speak to new seekers to my practice, so regardless, if you're interested in coming to see me for a private appointment, I will speak to you to ensure we're simpatico so that we have an understanding of where I'm taking you on this journey. I like to say sometimes people think I'm just an escort, which is incorrect. Escort is, you know, an encounter. I provide an experience. It is a full body mind experience, soul included. So very different approaches, very different sessions. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would be very minimal, like minimizing you to the nth degree to say, oh, yeah, you're just an escort. And I'm not saying anything wrong about escorting because I feel that escorts provide a service for people, and there's other things that happen in that encounter or that exchange, but this is different. This is if somebody really wants to make monumental changes and commit to, you know, a course of study or to allow themselves to open.
And yeah, exactly. I agree.
Different. Very, very different. So, okay, so the website is goddessofsensuality.com.
Right, and then the book site, which is a different site, is kundaligigateway.com. And then there's a link there as well where you can buy the ebook on Lulu.
Okay, so let me just spell that because some people don't know how to spell Kundalini. So it's kundaligigateway.com, kundaligigateway.com. And then you have another book, Divine Dakini.
Right, yeah. I wrote another ebook about my encounter with the extraterrestrial. So that is divinedakini.com. And again, that leads to Lulu for a different ebook, but yes, people are welcome to check that out as well.
All right, great. So now if you were going to give the listeners a tip, if you were going to leave us with a little gift or some kind of a treasure today, what would you offer up to them so they could possibly get started on their own and looking for waking up?
Well, you know, you actually said it at the beginning of our phone conversation here. And it was staying open. I find that is the single most important feature of any journey, because if you have a closed mind, or specifically if you have a closed heart, you can't really engage in the way you need to discover these mysteries and unfold. So my big piece of advice for anyone listening is just stay open. Open yourself, mind and body and soul, and see how life unfolds, because it's quite beautiful.
Very nice. I really thank you for that. It's very to the point and sweet and keeping it simple, and really that's what people need to do. They do a lot of things to be able to get to that, so it would be great if they could just do it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Goddess, thank you so much for being my guest today on Sex and Happiness.
Thank you. I had a great time.
Thank you. And I wish you really the best in your ventures and in your next book and what's going to happen, you know, along your path. It already sounds like it's really exciting. And, you know, I just wish you the best in all the experiences that come. And hopefully from this show, people will find you.
Thanks so much, Laura, and thanks to your listeners as well.
You're welcome. Okay, everybody. Well, this is Laura Hamler signing off for Sex and Happiness. I'll be back next time with a romantic novel writer and some other pretty special guests. So please tune back in to Sex and Happiness until we meet again.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Lori and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. And if you'd like to listen to podcasts of Lori's previous show, Tantra Cafe, please go to tantracafe.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Want you to make-